and take an opportunity to just say a few words. So I'd like to ask a question. Who here knows, in footballing terms, what a draft excluder is? I've got a wife who knows. I've got Stephen. Anybody else want to wave a hand? Hazel, Jan. Hazel, what's a draft? And Karina too. Karina's looking very excited. So, Karina, tell us, what's a draft excluder in a football match? That's great. Nearly, you're nearly there, behind a free kick, yes. It's a player who lies down on the floor behind the defensive wall. It's a bit of extra protection. Now, I think we need to display this. I don't think it's enough because I see a lot of puzzled faces. So I would like 5 volunteers, please. I need people to stand up. I've got Esther. I've got Lucas. I've got Daniel. Come on, Barney. Get up here, Barney. Come on, Barnes. Well done. Come on, then. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I need one more volunteer to be in our defensive wall. Naomi, come on up. Brilliant. Now, what I need from you, team, is I need you to stand 4 of you. Barney, you're gonna be the draft excluder. Esther, Lucas, Daniel, and Naomi. I want you to stand in a line, everyone, facing everyone. So line up. Ruben, sorry. Sorry, Ruben. Line up for me then, Naomi, with your cuddly bear. And I want you to... Oh, dear, it's a rabbit. I don't know. It's a lot going on right now. Oh, right, it's a rabbit. Now, you need to get closer for me. Get closer for me. And I now want you to look really mean and menacing to everyone, like you're not going to score against us. Now, here's the thing. If these guys need to jump in case the ball goes over them, don't they? If there's a free kick from over here, I want you all to jump on 3 for me. 1, 2, 3, jump. Very good. Now, the problem is some people get quite cunning because they think, oh, well, if these guys all jump at the same time, I'm going to kick underneath them. I'm going to kick the ball underneath them. Barney, you now have an important job. Will you exercise your draft excluder role for us, please? Well done. For those that can see, I think you can just see him there on the screen. Barney is lying on the floor. So now, Wall, if we jump again. 1, 2, 3. Oh, look at that. Nobody can get under the wall. Instead, Barney, you'll get a nice ball blasted at you instead lying down there. Well done, team. Terrific job. Can you all go back to your seats? Let's give them a round of applause. I'm going to say this a few times now for the next couple of minutes. Iska Church, let's have a reminder this morning. Lie down. That is what I think God would encourage us this morning. Lie down. Peter, would you share the first slide for us, please? Thanks, son. Okay, we're going to move on. Thank you. Who can tell me who this gentleman is? Stephen. Lionel Messi, indeed. Lionel Messi in his new Paris Saint-Germain gear. He is one of, if not the greatest footballers of all time. Record-scoring goal scorer, winner of too many to mention awards, one of the most remarkable players the game has ever seen. Do you know what he did on Tuesday night? He did this. On Tuesday night, one of the most celebrated players of all time lay on the floor in a defensive free kick to potentially be blasted by a ball at who knows how fast. I would like to suggest that is a healthy example, not too full of themselves, that they're willing to sacrifice for the team. Needless to say, I think such an image lends itself well to a gathering like this. As we celebrate the contributions of some and commission others, it reminds us of the perfect example of Jesus. Today, we all read out this verse. Let's read it again, shall we? Can we read it together at home and here in the building? All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving and God will receive more and more glory. That all of this that's being referenced, being referred to there, is all the work that Paul and his colleagues have been doing to serve the church in Corinth. Paul describes their level of sacrifice as being like death. They have literally been dying to themselves, but it's coming from God's grace. Lie down. Some of us here today need to be reminded of God's grace. Every act of service in the church family, every act of giving to one another and to God, stems from His grace. Some of us need to be reminded this morning that Jesus has given His life for you. You are a child of God. Lie down, rest in this truth. Let it define who you are. Let everything in your life flow out of God's grace. That is our starting point. But the amazing thing is that as we respond to God's grace, it multiplies. It grows. That grace works in us. Lie down. Some of us need to hear this today. There is service God would call you to. Respond, join in, have a go, take an adventure, obey. Each of us has a call to lie down, to put others and God ahead of ourselves out of who we are and what we have. That grace, that seed of grace, has the power to grow and blossom, to bless others and to further God's work. But it doesn't stop there. Because as the grace reaches more and more people, so then comes thanksgiving. And what happens in turn, according to Paul, as the thanksgiving overflows, then so glory is given to God. Lie down. Take time to wonder at the glory of God. Worship Him. It's all for Him. We're speaking of a grace that we all participate in, but it's all for His glory. Let's just take a moment, shall we? Let's just be still and acknowledge. Maybe you want to pray a prayer of worship. Everything we have just celebrated, everything we've given thanks for, has stemmed from God's grace in the lives of those six people. And as they've obeyed, they have furthered that grace. And as we give thanks, we give glory to God. So just invite you, take a moment. Why don't you just pray a prayer of thanks, of worship? So Lord, we praise You. We thank You. We thank You for their example, Lord. We thank You for who they are. We praise You, Lord. You are glorified through our service. Praise You, Lord. Amen. Now we're speaking of a grace that we're all participating in, but we are also commissioning three people who are taking on a role that's about leadership and serving you and serving God's church. Liz is going to tell your stories and keep you connected. That's how she's serving you. Tell your stories, tell God's stories, and keep us connected as a church family. Christina is going to develop, connect, and build on the children and family work that's already happening. She's going to build on the legacy of people like Maria's work. And Simeon's going to grow community with you around the young people we're connecting with who are going to be joining in with the life of this church family. They're leading, they're serving us. Sim, Christina, Liz, my prayer for you all today is that you would know the delight of lying down with the Lord. Your service would come from the spring of the Holy Spirit in your lives, the source of all life and goodness and service in God's name. Would you delight in obedience to God, to lie down and sacrifice for this congregation, to serve us all, to commit your talents, your energy, your vision, your discipleship to God's church. And I pray that you'll be able to lie down and delight in the wonder of God, that as you serve him, you will know it all as worship to him. Before we invite them up, let's all just take a moment to just consider our part in the life of this church. What is God saying to you? What does that word lie down mean to you today? What do you need to hear this morning? Is it lie down in the grace of God? Is God saying, be reminded who I am, my belonging, your belonging to him? Is lie down today a word, a call to obedience and service, a call to a new adventure? Or is a lie down to just worship God and celebrate him, to appreciate all he is doing? Let's just take a moment to listen to God. Lord, we listen to you. If the word for us today is lie down, then show us, what do you want us to hear from that word, Lord? Lord, whatever you're saying, you're speaking to us, we receive it. I thank you for your grace and love. Thank you that everything in our lives starts with recognition of your grace, of belonging with you because of what you have done. And Lord, help us to hear now how we respond to that grace and what your call is on each of our lives as we participate